Hi, I'm Deborah Lindat, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, September 17th, 2017, and today we're going to talk about something we haven't talked about before. But before I introduce my guests, I just want to say that, you know, I've been researching all these subjects about what are the toxic chemicals in products for more than 30 years. And one of the things that I run into sometimes is that there are products where I just can't get the information, that it's not available in public sources, that it's like some products, like food products, are required to list their ingredients on the label, but there are a lot of products that aren't required to be labeled. And some of them, like cleaning products, for example, are extremely toxic, yet they're not required to be labeled by law. So you can't even look on the label and find out what the toxic chemicals are. So today we're going to be talking about a product where I'm so happy to have these guests on because, for among other reasons, they're going to be telling us about some toxic chemicals in a product that many, many, probably millions of people use on a daily basis. And there's just not a place to find out what is toxic about them, and we get to learn about that today. So the product that we're talking about today is dentures. I wonder, my guests probably know how many people use dentures. Anyway, there are Marinae Mescu and Melissa Mescu. They're sisters and co-founders of Pure Cure Dental Technology. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Nice to be with you.
Thank you. And did I say your name right? Marinae?
Emerin.
Emerin. Emerin.
Marin.
Like Marin. Marin County, California.
Exactly like that. Just spelled different.
Emerin. Okay. We got that. Emerin and Melissa. Okay. Emerin. I'm going to write this down. So I say this always right. Okay.
Just Marin. So, hi, Marin.
Hi.
These two sisters are actually on two different phones in two different places. One is in New York and one in California. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So why don't you start by telling us your story about how you became interested in toxic chemicals and dentures?
Well, the story of our family company really starts with our dad, Mark Mescu, and it really starts back in the 1990s. This is when we were kids. And my dad had been working for the California state's largest dental HMO for about 7 years. And he was in a really high production environment where he was making as many as 20 dentures a day just by himself. And after about 7 years working with these chemicals day in and day out, he started developing these strange symptoms we couldn't really explain. Things like panic attacks and irritability, mood swings, things were very uncharacteristic for him. And we didn't really know what to chalk it up to until he started developing numbness and tingling in his hands, and that's when he started seeing the doctors. And eventually he was diagnosed with toxic demyelinating neuropathy, essentially nerve damage. And he was kind of blindsided by this. And so his doctors helped him figure out what was the cause of it, and it turns out it was the chemicals that he was working with. Now, he had never heard anything about, you know, any warning signs like, you know, watch out for these chemicals. And he had gone through the training program himself. He was even an instructor teaching people how to make dentures, and he'd never come across this information. So he started to do the research himself. Now, at the time, you know, he wasn't able to work, and that was really devastating for our family. It plunged us into poverty, and we had a really hard time. Fortunately, my mom was able to make ends meet, but it really had a huge impact on the whole family. And while he was out of work and trying to recover, he started doing an incredible amount of research. And what he found was really shocking. The fact that there was a growing body of research devoted to these denture making chemicals, and that these pieces of research were showing that not only are the people who are making the dentures affected, but the people who are wearing the dentures as well.
Yeah.
And that really shocked him, because here he thought he was making a product that people were wearing that was improving their quality of life, and turns out it might be harming them. So he wanted to try to get the word out, and this was back in the 90s before social media. So it was kind of hard to get the word out about these
things. I remember that.
I think we all do here. And what really bothered him deep down was that he was he was telling people, hey, watch out, there's a problem, but he didn't have a solution. And so people were getting scared, but they didn't have, he didn't have a place to tell them to turn to, you know. So flash forward about 10 years, and he had built his own laboratory up here in Northern California, and he started to spend a lot of side time working on ways to fix the problem. Now, at this time, I was finishing up my bachelor's degree in dental hygiene, and my sister had already been out of UC Berkeley, and she had been involved in environmental policy, and we started to jump in with him and work on this problem together. Now, he was able to develop a way to take toxins and allergens out of existing dentures without changing the way they fit, and to make dentures that were safer for the people wearing them than what was on the market currently. But I mean, that was great. We were happy to help people, but that was just in our small community. Yeah. We wanted to help more people, and we were starting to get requests from all over the country, like, hey, can you help me? I have this denture, it's causing problems. And we have, you know, a lot of laws, especially in California, that say we as a laboratory can't directly help patients. We have to go through a middleman, the dentist. And so we couldn't have people just send them, you know, send us their dentures. We had to jump through a lot of hoops, and that adds up a lot of dollars and cents for people. So we wanted to find a way to make this more available to people so that, for one, it's not breaking the bank. Two, they don't have to be away from their denture for weeks at a time. And three, we can help more people faster. And so we all put our heads together and developed a way to do that so that people can take care of this problem at home.
Oh, good. So you're providing something for that people can do themselves at home instead of sending their dentures to you.
Exactly.
I am so interested in hearing about this. Let me ask you a question first, because I have my attention on this. How many people wear dentures?
I'm going to chime in here. there's a lot of estimates, but the most consistent one that I see given is that there's 35 million people in the United States alone who wear some type of denture, and that estimate goes as high as 45 and as high as 55 million. So we're not entirely sure, but that's just in the U.S., and dentures are quite common abroad and all over the world, too. So it's a pretty decent segment of the population who may be exposed to chemicals that can leach out of dentures.
So, let me just ask you about that sentence that you just said, because I was about to say, and they're all being poisoned by these toxic chemicals. I mean, I guess we could say there may be a question as to whether or not these chemicals are leaching out of these dentures, but virtually all dentures have these chemicals in them, right? I mean, there isn't a non-toxic denture you can buy it, is there? You can't ask your dentist for a non-toxic denture.
True. I mean, the phrase non-toxic, and I'm sure you've come up against this in your show a number of times. I mean, the phrase non-toxic is bandied about quite regularly. It's a great marketing term.
And it's not always, things labeled non-toxic are not always non-toxic.
Yeah, exactly, because something might be, you know, it's not going to give you cancer if you use it, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have toxic chemicals in it that can somehow get into your system, depending on what the product is. And so the thing with dentures is dentures are essentially a form of plastic. So we know that plastics have the ability to leach. For example, BPA is a really common thing that leaches out of water bottles, children's toys, et cetera. And a couple years ago, there was a big hubbub about it in the media, and now products are being made that don't contain BPA, but they contain some other ingredient that, you know, serves the same purpose in the product, but it hasn't yet reach the point where people have figured out that it is also a toxin or an allergen.
I want to hear all about
this. The product can come out and say that it's... Oh, no, go ahead.
We need to go to break in about 2 seconds. So let's go to break and then come back, and we'll have plenty of time. I want to hear all about the toxic chemicals that are in dentures. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guests today are Emerin and Melissa Meskew. I am looking at the wrong line here. Meskew, and they are from Pure Cure Dental Technology. They co-founded this company to help people get the toxic chemicals out of their dentures. And we'll be right back to hear about what the toxic chemicals are that are in dentures that you want to remove. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guests today are Emmerin and Melissa Mescu, co-founders of Pure Cure Dental Technology, and you can go to their website at denturedetox.com. Okay, tell us about those toxic chemicals in dentures.
Sure. Earlier we were talking about how my sister and I founded this company because my father, who was a denture technician, developed demyelinating toxic neuropathy because he was exposed to the chemicals in making dentures. So that caused us to do a lot of research, and it turns out there's quite a bit of information out there scientifically. It's just not in the hands of the general public. And to the best of our knowledge, it's not really being acted upon. What we found in a nutshell is that dentures have the ability to leach toxic and allergenic substances. Yes. And there are residual chemicals that can seep out of the denture. And if they're coming, if these substances are coming out of the denture, where are they going? You wear a denture in your mouth. So these are substances that have the ability to leach into your system through the dentures that you're wearing. So we here. In all this, it's important to remember that what we're talking about is your typical hard resin-based denture. So if you're not very familiar with dentures, when you think of a denture, the little pink piece of plastic with some teeth in it, that's what we're talking about.
Are there other kinds of dentures? One type of denture?
Sure. There are other kinds. There are flexible partials. There are other types of dentures, but those are less common, and they're made from different materials. So okay. We focused on the most common type of denture, which is just your garden variety pink half or full denture that's made of the most common material used to make dentures, which is called methyl methacrylate, or MMA. Mm-hmm. So methyl methacrylate is also the primary substance that's shown to leach from dentures. It's the pink base of the denture. It's mm-hmm. essentially the gums of the denture. Now, numerous studies agree that methyl methacrylate is the most significant allergen for denture-wearing patients. In this context of dentures, methyl methacrylate is also referred to as residual monomer because it's unpolymerized. It's an unpolymerized substance that is residual in the denture. It doesn't get converted into the hard plastic. It's what's left over that doesn't get converted.
It doesn't bond with everything else. So it's Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, the plastic, they bring together these different chemicals and they bond together. The little molecules
exactly.
Get all bonded together. And so then this residual is the stuff that didn't get bonded, but it's still there.
Exactly. And there are different types of denture material as well. There's different types of denture acrylic. And the process to make a denture, it has to start off soft so that it can be sculpted to shape to fit the mouth, and then it has to become hard so that you can actually use it. And it's in the process of it going from a soft to hard that's called polymerization. And you ideally, for your health, you would want to make sure that the denture had been polymerized thoroughly as possible. And unfortunately, that's not something that a patient can know just by looking at the denture, and oftentimes dentists have no way of knowing either. You'd have to submit your denture for chemical analysis to even mm-hmm. find out. So that's a huge problem. There's a big question that a lot of people have: was my denture made properly? Is it thoroughly polymerized? I mean, these are not questions that people generally think to ask, but as we'll see, it's definitely something that every denture wearer should be concerned about. So the main substance that leaches out of dentures is methyl methacrylate. It's considered cytotoxic, meaning toxic to cells. So yeah. In this case, cells in the mouth, cells that the denture is in contact with, and it can cause irritation, sensitization, a number of other things. And there are a lot of other chemicals that have been found to leach from dentures as well. By the way, all of this information can be found in our free report on denture toxicity, which is on our website at denturedetox.com. We're really excited to share this information with the public because everybody should know. This should be common knowledge.
It should be common knowledge. And I just, right before the show, I just downloaded it, so I'll have my own copy. And
fantastic.
And I recommend that everybody else do that too.
So we can take a look at like what some of the chemicals are. That
tell us
are,
some of the chemicals.
Shown to leach from dentures. Sure.
I could chime in on this. Some of the substances that have been shown to leach from the conventional acrylic resin dentures include formaldehyde and hydroquinone, methacrylic acid, benzoic acid, phthalates. Phthalates are a really big deal, and you start to hear more about phthalates right now. And,
yeah.
And we're finding out that phthalates are not just in the dentures, but they're actually able to come out of the dentures too. And so, you know, that's really serious. And now we do want to say that yes, these things are coming out in small amounts, but some of the substances are known, even at very small concentrations,
right,
are known to cause problems. They're known to be toxic to cells, even at small concentrations. And it
and
really
another,
brings
another
the,
thing about that too is mm-hmm. that we're not yeah. just being exposed to this small list of chemicals that you've just read or other ones you might tell us about. We're mm-hmm. being exposed to all kinds of chemicals all day long.
It's
and
true.
From all kinds of different things. And so these small amounts of chemicals are combining with other chemicals that we're being exposed to. And there's a lot of literature about how chemicals combined with other chemicals can get even more toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you're putting all these substances in your body, like making soup, you know, they all mix
yeah.
together and
yeah.
then you end up with something else at the end. These, the
mm-hmm.
chemicals are reacting with each other. And I mean, chemists know that if you put chemical A and chemical B together, that they might react. And,
right.
But we're being exposed to all those chemicals. We're being exposed to all those chemicals that the chemists are being exposed to in the chemistry lab without all the lab coats and the ventilation and all those things. It's all like outgassing in our mouths if we're wearing
mm-hmm.
dentures and breathing regular, you know, ordinary consumer products. Anyway, let's talk more about this. We need to go to break again, but we'll be right back and we'll learn more about dentures and the toxic chemicals and what you can do about it. My guests are Emerin Meskew and Melissa Meskew. Their business is Pure Cure Dental Technology at denturedetox.com. I'm Deborah Lindad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guests today are Emerin Meskew and Melissa Meskew, co-founders of Pure Cure Dental Technology. And their website is denturedetox.com. And just during the break, I was just looking through your free report. Let me just say that if any of you listening are finding this very interesting and think that it applies to you, just go to the website, denturedetox.com, and download the free report, because there is so much detail and information in this report about the toxic chemicals that it's something that you really need to know. Great job. Great job, ladies.
Thank you. Thank
wow.
you. Thank you.
It's
a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. I can totally tell that, having spent all these years doing this kind of research myself. I know. I can tell that you did a really great job.
Thank you. We appreciate it. It's kind of the product of over a decade of research, heartache, and a lot of figuring out how to convey these things to a non-scientific public.
Right.
So we tried to make it friendly and easy to read, but also pretty hard-hitting, because it's the product of a lot of research and a lot of scientific studies. And so some of what you'd find in the free report is a list of the substances that we've found to leach from typical dentures. And this... this is, again, I'll just say, it's so hard to find this information. There are essentially no sources that just give you like a nice clean list of what could be in your denture. Yes. And so we've done a lot of like cross-checking, and we cite all of the things that we found so that people continue to do their own research if they're interested. So as for the chemicals that have been shown to leach, to be able to leach from typical dentures, we've talked about methyl methacrylate, Marin mentioned formaldehyde. Also, something just to color the denture, to make it pink, we've found that some dentures may contain forms of cadmium, like cadmium sulfide or cadmium selenide. Mm-hmm. And that's generally not done anymore. However, an old denture could have that, or dentures made in a, you know, not in the United States, which could even be a denture that you buy in the United States, but it could have been made elsewhere. There's no testing done on dentures, so there's no way to know what's inside. But there have been dentures found to have cadmium, dentures found to have copper. Also, as Marin had mentioned, phthalates. Common phthalates are bisphenol A, DDT, pesticides. Now, those things aren't in dentures, but certain phthalates are found in dentures. And interestingly, one of them, which is dibutyl phthalate, the National Toxicology Program concluded that that phthalate specifically may adversely affect human reproduction or development, and that substance is actually banned from children's toys that are imported to the United States.
But they're still allowed in dentures.
Yes, the ban is specifically for children's toys that might be put in the mouth. And
so
this is dentures that go in the mouth.
Adults and elderly people to put them in their mouths, but not children.
Yeah,
this is
not necessarily that it's okay. It's just something that there hasn't been a lot of backlash about because people don't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yes, I think that there are a lot more people who are concerned about children being exposed to toxics than are concerned about adults being exposed to toxics. Not that there aren't, but this is a very specific thing. Dentures, it's for a very specific population. It's a very specific product. And that there aren't, like, groups. There are whole organizations about getting children to not have so many toxic exposures, but there's not a lot of organizations about denture wearers not being exposed. And one of the things that I found in looking across the boards at products and even labeling, even labeling is not consistent from product type to product type. And so you can have something like formaldehyde that requires a warning label on a piece of particle board, and then you cut that piece of particle board and make a table, and the warning label is no longer required.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how erratic our labeling system is in the world today. And so you can have something that's banned in children's products and that very same chemical be in another product like dentures.
Right. And this happens all the time in dentistry. And specifically in dentistry. Now, in California, we have Proposition 65, which states that in every dental office, you have to have a warning, sign that says this. We use products known to the state of California to cause cancer or other reproductive harm. Now, that's not the case in other states. You don't have to tell people that. But all the same, we don't, in the dental office, tell people before they get a filling, this contains chemicals that are known to the state of California to cause cancer or reproductive harm. And we don't tell people that when they get dentures either. Now, most of the time, dentists aren't even aware of this.
Yeah.
Now, I had mentioned that my dad, going through his training program, wasn't made aware. If the people who are making the dentures aren't even being told that these chemicals cause problems, the dentists certainly aren't being told that. And I know that from experience, having gone through dental hygiene school, we were in a clinic. There were, tons and tons of dental students at the same school. I worked in tandem with them. They didn't get any information on this. I didn't get any information on this. Nobody in the dental field is really even being taught about this. So we can't expect to be, going to our dentist and saying, tell me about the problem, because they don't even know it exists.
Right. There's a special field called biologic dentistry, and I think that probably some of those dentists, well, they certainly know a lot about mercury and fillings. I don't know how much they know about dentures.
Yeah, it seems that mercury and fillings Yeah, mercury and fillings seems to be the most popular topic that I've noticed that people may be generally aware of that relates to dentures. That relates to oral care. And it is important, but there's also this other thing.
Yes, which I'm so glad that you discovered.
Definitely. And as you were saying, Deborah, with the labeling, how that would correlate to dentures, we have to remember that when you buy a product, it's in a package, it's mass produced. When you buy a denture, it's something that's handcrafted. It's made by an individual who's custom making it to fit your mouth. And it is a unique product that has everything to do with the particular materials and expertise that the craftsman is using on your particular denture. So the quality can vary widely. It's you're getting a custom made item from materials that you may not know anything about, and the dentist may not know anything about. And the unfortunate fact is that there's no way for a patient or a dentist, in many cases, to ascertain the quality and safety of a particular denture.
We need to go to break, but I want to ask you when we come back. I'll ask you the question now, and then you can answer it when we come back. So if these are custom made, then can somebody who needs a denture, like I don't have dentures, but if I needed one, could I be in communication with that person who's making it to find out what is in my denture? And you can answer that when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guests today are Marin Meskew and Melissa Meskew, sisters and co-founders of Pure Cure Dental Technology. And go to their website, denturedetox.com, and download their free report that has a lot more information than we're going to have time to cover today. That's denturedetox.com. Get their free report. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guests today are Marin and Melissa Meskew. And you know, I'll get both of your names pronounced.
No worries.
Marin and Melissa Meskew. There, see, I can say it. Pure Kirk. Did you? I don't know how old you are. I think you're probably much younger than I do. But there used to be this show on TV called The Mary Tyler Moore Show. There was a lot of reruns, but it's not being rerun right now. And it had a news broadcaster on. He was always mispronouncing everything. And some days I feel that way. Marin Meskew and Melissa Meskew from Pure Cure Dental Technology, denturedetox.com. There. So tell us about your product now.
Sure. So when people get dentures, they're concerned about how they look and how they fit. But when you consider that dentures have the ability to release residual chemicals, you need to add in a third metric. So the denture needs to look natural and fit right, but it needs to be biocompatible so that it's safe to wear. So the two things that we found that can be done about it is to remove residual chemicals from the denture and also to prevent the denture from continuing to leach. And that's what our product is for. So originally, we developed a way to detoxify dentures as a laboratory service. We started that in 2010. We had a network of participating dentists and a lot of happy patients. But we also had a lot of people who were interested in getting the product, who needed the service performed on their denture, but they couldn't afford trips to the dentist that it takes to get the service, or they lived in an area where there wasn't a participating dentist near them. So we decided to we researched and we figured out another way of performing denture detoxification that didn't require the lab, but was rather something that people can do at home and something they can do affordably so that it was within reach of any denture wearer who'd like to use it.
I think that's so great.
Well, it was really, when we first came out with this and we had the lab service, it was wonderful that all these people just found us because they were researching their own denture problems, and then our site pops up, and there's nobody else talking about these issues, and they found that what we're saying is resonating with them. It's describing problems that they're having, and so they're like, okay, I want this done to my denture, and we're like, sorry, we can't help you. You're in a region that's too far away, or you're around the world, or whatever, and we can't get the service to you. So we were really keen to come up with something that people could use at home.
So how would somebody know if they were having a problem? Like, what would the problem look like that would then motivate them to be looking for you?
Oh, sure. Well, there's all sorts of, I mean, you name it, really. A lot of people suffer from what they think might be allergic reactions to their denture. There's burning mouth syndrome. It's a sensation of your mouth burning. Now, there's a lot of reasons that that could happen, but one of them is that it could be your mouth reacting to the substances that are leaching from your denture. There's denture-related stomatitis. You could be suffering from inflammation. You could be suffering from irritation, chelitis, which is acute inflammation of the lips. There's all sorts of problems, yeah. And a lot of times people could just get a new denture and then be uncomfortable or have irritation or feel like something is wrong. And a lot of people have described like weird taste in their mouth. We've heard everything. But the research we've stuck with, instead of just anecdotal evidence, but we stuck with what scientific studies have shown, that a lot of these problems go away when the exposure to the substance stops.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can create something that stops those substances from getting in your mouth, then we're actually, you know, able to handle this issue instead of having dentures be something that harms people. Can actually, you know, improve your quality of life, which is what they're supposed to be. So,
well, in addition to those kinds of symptoms being caused, those chemicals that you've listed can easily get, you know, go through the skin in your mouth and the mucous membranes and get into your bloodstream pretty quickly. And so it could be causing all kinds of illnesses that are associated with any of those chemicals.
But,
yeah. So we only have a few minutes left, about 6 minutes left. So I want to make sure that you have time to describe to us your product. Like if the box were to arrive at my house, what would I find and what would I do?
Sure. So it's called PuraCure Denture Detox, available at denturedetox.com. Right now, that's the only place that you can get it. So you order it and we ship a little box to you. And what you get in the mail is 7 packets, and each packet contains our patent pending purifiers. It's all natural. And every night you take some warm water and you put the packet in, and that's the solution that you soak your denture in overnight. And it does 2 things. It helps remove the residual substances that exist in the resin denture base, mm-hmm. and it renders the denture less able to leach.
How does it do that?
Well, it's called a post-polymerization process. It's something that's recommended in a lot of studies, but we have seen no evidence of anybody actually practicing this. The denture is essentially a plastic product, and the idea is, the process is when it is polymerized from a soft material to a hard material, the materials get reacted so that they don't react with your body.
Right, right.
They're finished reacting. And what's residual that doesn't, and every denture has some degree of residual chemicals. Every denture has them. You don't know how many, you don't know exactly what chemicals, but every denture has residual chemicals. And so a post-polymerization process is another process to help remove toxins and allergens from the denture, and hopefully to make it less able to continue to leach at all, to finish the polymerization process more thoroughly.
I'm starting to understand this, because in other types of plastic, like I know things that leach, like other plastics that would leach into the air, outgas is the term for that, or leach is the word for like a plastic leaching in, like from a water bottle into the water.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the same thing.
It's the same idea.
It's all the same idea.
It's the same
and
idea.
So if you had something like a house full of particle board and you wanted to remove all the formaldehyde from it so that it didn't outgas, then what you would do is you would apply heat. And what that would do is like finish the curing process.
Mm-hmm.
and all the chemicals would come out, and then you would have it there, and it wouldn't be leaching anymore. So
that's the best thing that can be done. It doesn't make it non-toxic necessarily, but it makes it far less toxic.
It'd be ideal
if the materials in the world didn't contain these things, but the, in the world of plastics, that's what we've got. So we do the best we can.
There's so many questions I want to ask you that you couldn't possibly answer them all in the next 3 minutes. But the things that I'm thinking are, well, aren't there, like, I hope I never need to wear dentures. But if I did, I wouldn't want to put those plastics in my mouth. I would say, what other materials could we use? What did people use before plastics were invented? You know, all these different questions. And I would assume that probably the ultimate solution for those of us who don't yet have dentures would be to do everything that we can to preserve our teeth so that we don't have to put this plastic in our mouth. But for people, but for people who are past that point and have dentures and need the convenience and comfort of having dentures, being able to look better cosmetically and chew your food and all those things, that if you're going to use a denture, that this is an excellent thing to do. That I would say that I don't even know how much it costs, but whatever it costs, it costs less than the health effects that you could have from being exposed to those chemicals.
Definitely, definitely. And even without using our product, our free report has lots of tips of what people can do, people who wear dentures, what they can do to help safeguard their health. So,
This is great. I'm so glad I found you.
Actually, I couldn't find you.
One of my readers found you. And when I looked at your site, I thought, oh, this is like missing data. This is data that is needed about toxics that hasn't been available before. I mean, you've had it, but it hasn't been as widely available as it probably needs to be. So I'm so happy that you were on the show today and that I could help you spread the word.
I'm very honored to be on the show. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. So we only have about a minute left. Any final words?
We're just happy that we can bring this to the public. I mean, this is a lifelong endeavor. It's something that affected our whole family at our core, and it's just such an honor to be able to spread what we've learned and to actually have a solution that can help make people's lives better and at least just bring peace of mind, even if they're not having any problems with their denture that they're aware of, just to bring the peace of mind that they've done everything they can to improve their chances, to improve their health, and just to be a part of that is just amazing.
I understand, because I feel that way about my work as well. So that's so great. Well, again, thank you so much. And again, we've been talking with Marin Meskew and Melissa Meskew, Pure Cure Dental Technology, and go to denturedetox.com, get their free report, get their kit if that's something that you think would be helpful to you. And you can also go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to this show again if you want to. You can tell your friends to listen to the show if they wear dentures. All the shows are recorded, and by the following Tuesday of most shows, that there's also a transcript. And you can also go and listen to any of the past shows in the archives. So tell your friends. And you can also leave comments on the shows, because each one has its own little blog post. So go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, find out more, and be well.